Blog Talk Radio. Beat Suit Radio.
Crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars. Wrist on blink, you're fucking with a baller. Falling like Jim Jones up in Harlem. Bottles of that rose, the life of the party. Let's toast to the moment, might not see tomorrow. VIP jumping, she can roll if she swallows. So much swag, popping tags at the mall. The homie so fresh, smoking good, living hard. G650, I'm soaring on them cuz. Just touch down the JB in Amsterdam tomorrow. Flight after flight, live the life of a boss. For the night, I'll be gone in the morning. Champagne life, yeah, I'm something like the dawn. Booty 13, take a shot at the bar.
Get the money, fuck the wild bitches, yeah.
Fucking with some Brooklyn niggas, and he always had us in the hood, but it wasn't really no organization. because that's when he was, he got signed with Columbia and all that. He, it was just a 50 Cent movement. You know what I mean? That's when that shit started with him and John, them OGs or whatever, whatever happened. You know, he got hit up, long story short, he came back. You know what I mean? The whole hood shitted on him, like all the older niggas were scared of Preem in my hood. You know what I mean? So he had to come back. He had to snatch the younger niggas up. You know what I'm saying? Because at that time, nigga, I'm 19, 20. We ain't give a fuck about no Preem. No disrespect to him now. Salute to him. He and the feds and all that. But at that time, we don't give a fuck about no Preem with these old heads. Nigga, we up and coming. We do what we do. You know what I mean? And you know, my name was Buzzin' in Jamaica Queens since the love, nigga. You know what I mean? I always was my big homie. So, you know, I was kind of disappointed in the older heads from my hood. You know what I mean? So, you know, I stood up and said, 50, let's ride. He came, got me like, yo, I need you. Say no more. Let's go. You know what I mean? I snatched up some real niggas from Queens. Rest in peace, Ice. Rest in peace, Gangsta Flip. Rest in peace, Star. Shout out my nigga L. You know what I mean? And we got it together. You know what I mean? And we organized
no doubt,
it. The unit came about.
Now, it's even said that shit, son. It's even said that you put, when the video was out, you had Suge try to come through and you shut that down. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. We backed Suge down and all that. That's facts. You know what I mean? Like, that happened in L.A. in the club video shoot in L.A. Yeah, we back shut down. Shout out to my Shadyville niggas, know what I mean? Know what I mean? They was out there with me in L.A. We was out there deep, though. The whole hood was out there. Suge ain't know that. Suge thought it was just 50 Security or M and Dre or whatever, but the whole hood was out there. He wasn't expecting to see a bunch of New York niggas, little wild motherfuckers face-to-face squaring off like, what's poppin'? Know what I mean? Suge just shook back down and left. Real talk. You know what I mean? This is facts. Yeah. Sugar tell you. All them niggas in L.A. will tell you, too. Yeah.
Now, you know what the streets is buzzing about, the new thing, yo, with you and Rick Ross. You just got a, they saying you got the label deal with Maybach Music, and they saying that, you know, Brothers and Cats in the Hood is really running through the streets saying that the situation with him and the GDs, you, like, kind of stepped in the front line of that. Is that true?
Yeah, that's facts, too. The reason I did that, because if Ross got a situation, I don't, a man can handle that, but they brought other niggas in it because I was confused. That's why I did the GD blog, because I fuck with GDs. I fuck with gangsters worldwide. Feed the Wolves, that's the name of my movement. I got Bloods with me. I got Crips with me. I got MS-13s with me. I got Urban King Mexicans with me. My L.A. nigga, like, this Feed the Wolves shit is serious. This ain't no play thing. I got Gs from worldwide supporting this, and I even had some GDs that support me from day one before all this. You know what I mean? So they kind of confuse me because they know I'm fucking with the homie. If you had a situation with the homie, you know what I mean? You reach out to real street niggas if you can't get to them first. And real street niggas like me step up like, yo, Ross, such and such, such and such, you know, whatever's whatever. You know what I mean? But what they did, I kind of got confused because the first dudes did it from Atlanta. That's KK. And I actually had a conversation. We had a conference call. You know what I mean? After they did the blog, when I say check in, and I'm from New York, when I say check in, reach out, holler at me. You know what I mean? Because I'm a real nigga, my nigga. You know what I mean? But long story short, they reached out to me. We had a conference call. We had a diplomatic conversation. Everything was smooth. Like, we conducted this like real bosses and gentlemen. So salute to them for that. I respect them for that. But long story short, they had me confused. The dude KK from Atlanta, he did the joint on Ross, and I was confused. Well, I say I was confused because the Big Meech record was one of the biggest records of Ross' career. And that kind of put GDs back on the map. Because remember, OGs like me going to know about this Gangster Disciples, but these youngins ain't going to know about them. You know what I mean? But these youngins know about Larry Hoover and the GDs now because Ross put them back on the map. You know what I mean? So I was kind of confused. Like, how you going to come at a nigga if he did use a star and say, yo, da-da-da-da-da. But he put y'all niggas back on the map. Y'all GDs is popping now because of this shit. So I was kind of confused. And then another dude did an interview with Doggy Diamond saying, yeah, the reason the GDs is doing that because, you know, Pills was GD and he ain't fucking with Ross no more, so niggas from Atlanta ain't like that. So I'm like, oh, this is what this is about. These niggas is salty because Pills ain't part of the Maybach Music deal. And then a whole bunch of other niggas started doing blogs. Now they begging for money. That's what it looked like to me. And real gangsters don't get on the net and beg for money. Talking about, yo, cut a check. You got to pay it. Like, so now you begging for money. So niggas like me looking from the outside in, a real nigga, I lost respect for them behind that. You know what I mean? And then another situation come. They rapping now. Now, while I got to say, well, I stepped up and did what I did. Now they started branding, we Maybach killers. You know what I mean? Like, you got a lot of real niggas that fuck with this Maybach music shit, my nigga. Niggas could say whatever they want about Ross. He ain't street. He ain't this. He ain't that. But he got some real motherfuckers around him. He got them Zopound niggas. He got Haitian Mafia. My nigga Kano. He got my nigga Sex Money Murder niggas from the Bronx. G to K and them and torturing them niggas. These some real niggas. So at the end of the day, and these are niggas I fuck with on a regular basis. The gangster niggas in this MMG shit, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I took that offensive when they start branding that Maybach killer shit. Now you're saying, fuck everybody affiliated, fuck everybody, period. So I took that offensive, my nigga, and I know a few of these niggas. So that's why I did what I did. Y'all niggas got to reach out. They got to holler at me, and we got to see what's up. But long story short, I'm doing a new blog on now. You're going to see that on World Star this weekend. I'm going to be addressing the conversation we had with them and speaking on it on some real nigga shit. So that's why I did what I did. But when I speak to the homies, all the other GDs that did the blog, they ain't have the authority to do that. Because I spoke to the big homie, the OG in Chicago, not no young niggas. I spoke to the OG nigga, my nigga Jay Bird, the head nigga, active nigga, head nigga in this shit right now in the streets. He's from Chicago. We had the conversation, and he told me out of his mouth, the other GDs, they ain't have the authority to do what they did. Yeah, they real GDs, but they never got the green light from him. The only one had the right to say something was KK. You know what I mean? Because Ross had, I keep the whole conversation, Ross had gave his word to them niggas he was going to do something. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I guess he ain't do what he was supposed to do. Now, I'm a real nigga from the street. If you tell a real nigga from the street you going to do something, you got to honor your word.
Word,
you understand what I'm saying? So that's where the misunderstanding came in at. Because them niggas got Ross up with GD niggas, like KK and nigga who first put Ross on his family and shit. So all this is kind of like some family orientated shit. This shit started because of Ross promised he was going to do something for their organization, their growth and development for the kids or whatever. I guess it ain't happened. No, but you got to remember, at the end of the day, just because it ain't happened when you wanted it to happen, that doesn't mean the man wasn't going to do what he was going to do. The nigga busy.
True.
He got to go all over the world. He got to team other niggas he's feeding first. So you can't, like I told him, like, you were supposed to holler some real niggas first, like the real niggas he fuck with. And, you know, we holler, like, because I'm a man of my word. Nigga, I honor my word, and I expect every man to do the same, because a real nigga, that's what real niggas do. We say we're going to do something, we're going to do it. No ifs, ands, and buts. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But long story short, that's why I did what I did. You know what I mean? But I had a conversation with them. Everything went smooth. It is what it is. Like, at the end of the day, they moving on, and we moving on. They doing what they doing,
that's
and we doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying? At the end
that's
of the day,
up.
That's the conversation we had. Because I'm a gentleman at the end of the day. You know what I mean? But once I see niggas disrespecting me or my family or anything I'm screaming at, of course I'm going to have a right to say something, my nigga. Because at the end of the day, I played a major part in this Maybach music shit. When he was beefing with 50, what the fuck you think? Why you think 50 fell back? I hope you ain't think because he was scared of Ross. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I kind of,
that's why,
you know,
I wanted to ask you, because I wanted to ask you, how did that turn out? Because, you know, there's mad people trying to figure out how did you even hook up with Ross, you know what I mean? And
Ross wasn't that big yet at the time. He is now. So a lot of niggas ain't even know. A lot of people still ain't know him and 50 was beefing, you heard?
No, dope.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's how it happened. He was shooting with 50. He reached out to me in Trinidad, you know what I mean? And we linked up from there, and it was what it was. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Feed the wolves, you know what I mean? He stabbed that, I stabbed that. I fuck with my nigga French, salute to him, and his everything is one big family, and we doing what we doing. Like, this, like, niggas fail realize this MMG shit is like a mob. You got a bunch of different crews and different members in this shit. You got Haitian Mafia. You got Torch from the BX. They got the Specialists. You got Gunplay and them. Like, everybody got their own movement in this branch. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know that. They think, like, niggas got label deals on this shit. Like, everybody got their own movement, but we all under one umbrella. You understand what I'm saying?
So who you working with, like,
when he was
on your label?
Me, I'm working, I'm doing me. Like, I'm Feed the Wolves Entertainment. I work with Maybach Music and Coke Boys. Coke Boys on my face, my nigga. I support French to the fullest. That nigga came down here. He came to my hood. No security, no jewels, and snatched me up and did what we did. That's a real nigga. Came out here, $1 million worth of jewelry, no security. I got this nigga in the hood, everything. You know what I mean? Snatched the real nigga up, and that's what real niggas do. and like before French even got on, I knew French from back in the days, like 10 years ago, before he was even rapping or doing what he was doing. He used to do Cocaine City. He used to do DVDs.
Cocaine City, I know.
That was the name of it. Yeah. I did one of his first DVDs ever and put him on the Mac and put him on the map and blew that shit out the window because that's when we had the 50 feud and all that. You know what I mean? So I did, and the nigga remember that to this day, like, and that's a real nigga, son. You know what I mean? So I will for always rep French or whatever. Like, me and French, we know each other from the street. That's a real nigga. Like, I don't really know Ross like that. I met Ross one time, and all our conversation is through the phone or via texting or Twitter or whatever, you understand? But French is a nigga. I done smoked with, drank with. We did things in New York together, you heard? So I got a different kind of love and respect for the homie, and he came down here and fucked with a nigga and co-signed it, and it is what it is, man. Real niggas. God bless me, man. That's all I can say, because everybody thought when I got deported I was done, you feel me? But God is great, you feel me?
Now, I want to talk about that after we play the joint Feed the Wolves, you know what I mean? I want to talk about, like, when you got deported and all that, all right? So we're going to come back. We're going to play this hot fire joint. Got my man Bingham Smurf in the building laying down the real facts for all of y'all niggas that don't know. You heard me? So if you ain't in
no
the
question.
Building, make sure you get your ass up in the building. We in the building. Beast 2 Radio.
No doubt.
So get into this joint Feed the Wolves. My man Bingham Smurf, let's do it.
Feed the wolves, we gang bang, nigga bang. Worldwide they gang bang, nigga bang. All my youngins gang bang, nigga bang. Gold boys we gang bang, nigga bang. Feed the wolves, we gang bang, nigga bang. Worldwide they gang bang, nigga bang. Young is gang bang, nigga bang. Gold boys, we gang bang.
Nigga, I'm ride around without Tommy. Hoodie on, masked up, don't really trust nobody. Baby mama on my back, heard them shooters want my head. I ain't tripping, fuck them niggas, I'm counting on this bread. Yeah, I fly by in that Benz. Niggas snake, disloyal, why I got no friends? Keep 100 in that heater, if that bitch bad, I eat her. Fuck it up, then leave her on my niggas on that Molly. 30,000 holes and I ain't talking about no Sally. In the field I die proudly. All my niggas on that gang shit. Got four dogs, got a hell of kid. Come round here, them jack boys take your shit.
Fed the wolves, we gang bang, nigga bang. Worldwide they gang bang, nigga bang. All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Gold boys, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Fed the wolves, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Worldwide they gang bang,
nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Gold boys, we gang bang.
Red, red, blue, rag, my niggas on that gang shit. Same hood, homie, man, I've been up on that same shit. C-Town General, trade gang bang shit. New York, New York, my niggas on that gang shit. Niggas disloyal, put they bitch over they main shit. Shoot them off the lineup, man, I'm smoking on that same bitch. Black flag, purple heart, that flag up on my left side. Dot like Lisa, homie, stab you in your left eye.
They gang bang,
nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Gold boys, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Fed the wolves, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Worldwide, they gang bang,
nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Gold boys, we gang bang.
I'm a young nigga, cocaine banging. Fuck them favorites and fucking bitches by the dozen. Poppin' pills, smoking kush, it's all we
gang bang,
nigga bang.
Worldwide they gang bang,
nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Cold boys we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Santa wolves we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Worldwide they gang bang,
nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Cold boys we gang bang.
That's that fire. Got the homie Bangham Smurf,
yeah.
Feed the Wolves in the building. That joint is hot.
No doubt. I like it. Good looking, my G. I just dropped the video for that actually, too, on my website, TrinityHipHop.com. That should be everywhere by the weekend, though.
I got the video site, too, man. You got to get me that video, man.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
No
I gave you that ASAP, you heard?
All right. Now let's get into the deport. You know, how was that and how did that come about, that whole deportation?
Man. Yeah, you know, man, that I had issues with the government already. That shit was some personal shit, you understand what I'm saying? The grounds I got deported on, they wasn't even supposed to deport me on, you know what I mean? Because I'm married, I got kids up there, I got three kids, I'm married, you know what I'm saying? I fucking paid taxes and did what I was supposed to do out there, you know what I mean? But I had issues with them crackers anyway because the kind of shit I was doing out there. You heard, them peoples ain't like me, so when they got me, they got rid of me, you feel me? I had the best lawyer, so they really couldn't try to. Like, I done beat so much cases out there, the DA was pissed off of me, district attorney of Queens hated me, judges hated me. Every time in front of them, I beat every case I had for murders, whatever, assaults, whatever I beat, you heard? Shout out to Mark Gann, I was my lawyer official, so they hated me. You know what I mean? So that's what happened with that, you dig? That was some whole crab shit with them crackers at the end of the day. But like I said, whatever God put in front of me, I'm riding that wave. So he sent me back home. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel that?
I got deported for criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree. I got caught with my gun smoke and a high speed chase. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did good, though. I only got 3.5 years out of that. So I came off.
That's
good.
What I said, you know. Cats did worse stuff than that and didn't get deported.
You know? Yeah, you know, but it all good, though. I ain't tripping. This was a blessing in disguise not to come home and do for my country and motivate the people down here in these urban communities, because that's what I do. And that's another reason I respect French. French came down here and broke U.S. with the hood. Like, he bust, like, 5,000 U.S. gave out in the hood to the youngsters, and you know what I mean? And shit like that don't happen in a third world country. The soca artists like Marshall and them don't even come through and do what I'm doing for the urban community down here and these young kids. So it was kind of a blessing because, you know, they look up to me. I motivate them. And me being around, like, I changed a few lives and show them they could be something out of life. You understand? Because third world is hard out here for the youngsters in these ghettos, you heard?
Yeah. And what, now I'm going to ask you that, man. What's the difference between living in America and living in a third world country? Like, you got the best of both worlds. What's the difference?
Everything is corrupted down there. This whole country and third world is corrupted. Everything. Police, government, everything is fucked up down there. Police could just gun you down and that's that. There's no case. Like, ain't no eternal affairs or none of that down here. So the difference, I could say, like, shit is real down here, my nigga. Like, this ain't no America, my nigga. This shit is real, my nigga. You know what I mean? So the difference down here is the whole country is corrupted. You know what I'm saying? I know America is corrupted, yeah, but this shit is so small and everything is crooked. Everybody down here, doctors, lawyers, police, whatever it is, niggas is scheming on that money. You know what I mean?
Wow. Now, they said that a lot of things when you was here, like joints that happened in Jersey and that certain Coliseums, they was always putting your name on the label of that. Was it halfway true or was it a myth?
What are you talking about, Summer Jam?
I'm trying to throw that's it up like, in the air like an alley-oop, son. I ain't want to just dunk it.
Nah, you gonna come out, the whole world know about that. This is shit that they know about already. We made headlines off of that. Yeah, that's a fact, man. We show up at your concert 20 niggas deep for real, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is true. But a lot of people don't know. Like 50 was my nigga. I had a lot of love for that nigga, for my nigga. And then is that's when money get involved. A lot of shit get fucked up because now there's a whole bunch of different niggas around you in your ear like rest in peace, Chris Lighty. I never really spoke upon this, but he played a major part in me and 50, you know what I mean, not really our fallout, you heard? Because he was the type of nigga, he wanted 50 to himself. Because all 50 ventures to this day, all everything 50 did was Chris Lighty. From the money, his endorsement deals, everything, Chris Lighty laid that down. So me and 50, I was the closest thing to the nigga. So niggas had to get rid of me because I'm a type of nigga. I wasn't no rap nigga. I play the outside. I really don't talk too much unless it's my nigga. So I'm a quiet nigga. I observe everything. And it was a lot of crap shit when that money got involved. You know what I mean? I even actually backed out a 4/5 on Chris Lighty. A lot of people don't know about. In Theo Stoudemire in the lawyer's office. You understand what I'm saying? So it was a lot of crap shit going on when money got involved, my nigga. You know what I mean? So that's just a long story. But at the end of the day, why I really did what I did, them niggas left me in jail, ain't send me my money. I ain't give a fuck about nothing else. Like, they left me in jail. I had my own money. I grossed millions in that company. I had 17% of that. You know what I mean? So I'm in jail telling niggas, send me my money. Niggas, like, I wasn't good my money. So that's what hurt in my heart. And that's what led to everything. I came home, said, fuck that. Y'all niggas keep that, nigga. I take it in blood. It is what it is. Them niggas hurt my heart because for a nigga to step up, I put my life on the line. I put my family at risk, my nigga, stepping up for this G-Unit shit. Like, I was the one out there in the field. You can ask any nigga from Queens or Murder, Inc. who had pressure on their ass. You know what I'm saying? I was on them niggas, my nigga. And for a nigga to make sure you get to the top and make sure you were safe, now you on. I'm not good. My money now, nigga? That shit fucked my head up, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not no artist or nothing on this, nigga. I'm your right-hand man, your business partner, nigga. You don't leave niggas sitting in jail, whether you ain't like the situation or not. I got my own bread, nigga. When I come out, you talk to me, slap me in the back of my head or whatever, straighten me out, whatever you had to do. Yeah, no doubt. Because I was my big bro like that. But you don't leave real niggas in jail, my nigga, and they got their own money. And that's what was the real issue. A lot of niggas don't know that. That's the real issue, you feel me? That's G shit.
You ever feel that y'all can fix it, man? Like, in the future that you and 50 ever...
Nah, we can't fix this, my nigga, because shit got deep, my nigga. Like we was really going at each other, no play thing. Like, I was really on these niggas. Like, nah, this shit got mad deep. So much shit I can't even talk about. Like, nah, it will never be able to be friends again. No doubt.
So, like, who's some of the cats you want to work with, you know, in the game? Because a lot of cats probably, you know... got low. Some cats probably scared of you. Some cats want to rock with you. So who's some of the cats you want to rock with?
Man, I want to rock with. I like that. Hey, y'all, Ab nigga. That nigga Hall. That nigga Hall. That's that Philly boy. I would like to work with him. Know what I mean? Styles P. That's my nigga. I definitely want to work with him. Me and Gunplay got a record coming out. He gonna jump on. I got the remix to that Bang record. He jumping on that. You know what I mean? Who else I like to work with? Like, it's not really too much artists I'm fond of. I like the real niggas. Gilly the Kid and them niggas. Yuck Mouth, Sebo. Everybody I really want to work with, I kind of work with already. But I want to work with that AR Ab dude. I would love to get a track in with him. Like, I'm feeling him right now. I fuck with underground dudes. I'm not really on that industry mainstream shit. You see my video. My video in the slum in the hood, real nigga shit. You know what I mean? Like, and... that's what it is. Not too much niggas on the phone, though. You feel me?
Yeah, what about
producers?
Track makers and producers? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanna fuck with Jahlil. His beats is hard. You know what I mean? I like them beats. His shit is hard. Like, he be giving me that fire shit. I would like to work with him. You know what I mean? I would like to work with the my DJ Premier too. Old school. I'd love to work with him.
Wow. Now you got the joint Suicide Letter. What was the inspiration between that joint?
That's just everything I went through over my past years, from incarceration to friends switching on me, wife switching on me, family switching on me, getting deported, seeing everybody thought I was done and just left me for dead. And I was really going through a lot when I got deported. Like, that was a depressing stage in my life I was going through. And that record came out of it. That's actually my single right there. The video for that is done already. We dropping that in April. That's my official single. So we finna take off in 2013. And I like doing real life music that everybody can relate to. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people go through this, even artists, but a lot of people are scared to touch certain subjects. because everybody think it's just about, oh, I'm rich, I got money, I got this, I got that. But, like, you got a lot of people going through real-life situations that can relate to these.
So we're going to get into that joint. That joint is,
yeah.
Because that joint is kind of deep. I listened to it. You definitely was putting some deep shit in there. I could tell you was really feeling when you was writing it.
Shout out to Mass Pipe Mouths too for singing that hook. That's Ross R&B artist. So shout out to Mass Pipe Mouths, the whole Maybach Music, Feed the Wolves, Coke Boys. Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna get into that. We got my man Bango Smurf in the building, laying down the trueness. We're gonna get into the suicide letter, then we're gonna get back, y'all. Let's do it. Beast Through Radio, you know how we do it.
DJ Fall.
As I take my place in the sky, in the darkness fades away. I pray I don't have to endure no more. Gotta pay for my mistakes. This is my suicide.
Miss me when I'm gone. If I die tonight, would you miss me in the morn? Would you shed a tear? Would you console my mom? Would you watch over my kids? Tell me, would you care for them? Tell them that it's okay, that I'm in a better place, dressed in all white, standing in front of heaven's gate. Whatever it takes to get their mind off it, even though you already know that I lost it. Too many demons to deal with. Deportation fucked me up on some real shit. Plus my man's lying, my woman lied. I just never said nothing, but I think I know why. They only love your ass when your ass is on top. Dennis, fuck you whenever that shit stops. So fuck them and fuck life. I just wanna get to see my nigga Ice.
As I take my place in the sky, in the darkness fades away. I pray I don't have to know.
I wonder if you reminisce about the me that stood like a G, never taking shit. Or would you remember me as a forfeiter, soft nigga with his pockets on E, from being undisputed, riding in the fast lane, to saying damn, this nigga has been. But really I could give a fuck, alcohol, cocaine, anything to fuck me up, see. Too many demons to deal with. Queen B fucked me up on some real shit. Fake friends tried, enemies tried to do what I did, and I think I know why. They only love your ass when your ass is on top. And Dennis, fuck you whenever that shit stops. So fuck them and fuck me. I won't be happy till I'm R.I.P.
As I take my place in the sky, in the darkness fades away. I pray I don't have to go.
Bangham Smurf in the building, Beef Stew Radio. We had a little technical difficulty. We just lost Bangham Smurf, but we're going to shout out the homie. For those of y'all that just missed a little bit of the interview, Bangham Smurf was in the building talking about his new ventures with Maybach Music and some of the history and some of the past things that you're hearing. You know, we all here, you know, what we doing, Beef Stew Radio, you know, we just journalists over here, man. So we definitely be kicking in. We try to get y'all the facts from, you know, both sides or any side, you know. And this time we got Bangham Smurf side of what a lot of stuff that's going down. And he set the record straight for a lot of you people out there that, you know, heard certain things or hit me up on Facebook. And, you know, a lot of the questions I asked them, so you guys got your answers for the questions. I hope a lot of you on Facebook, because a lot of y'all hit me up. Many questions, and if I didn't get to your question, I'm actually kind of sorry, because you know, I was trying to, but we had a little technical difficulty. Remember that he's out in a third world country, so you know, the maybe the system is not good. But we want to thank the homie for coming on the show and telling us the thing, dropping the new joints on us, you know, Feed the Wolves and, you know, the joint Suicide Letter. And I'm pretty sure it's going to keep buzzing on the internet. Once again, we in the building. Shout out to everybody That's at Hellgate Entertainment, new entertainment, new record label. Shout out to the whole Hellgate Entertainment staff. Shout out to my Block Club DJs, homies. Shout out to K. Nicole with a great interview last night with super producer Midas. That's my man. Actually, a lot of New York cats, if y'all want to get in contact and find out, Midas is a great dude, man. He's trying to reach out to a lot of cats out here, up-and-coming cats out here, and work with cats on beats and all that. He's reaching out looking for some artists. So if you heard some of Midas joints, Midas produced people like Ray J, Benzino, Trina, you know, Joey Lazy Mo, you know what I'm saying, Joey Mo Lazy, and a few other people, man. I can tell you a few other people Midas did. So, you know, make sure y'all holler at me, man. I'll give you his information. We can, you know, get in contact with him. The brother's definitely trying to show love out here to some up-and-coming New York cats. So holler back. You know the thing, Beef Stew Radio. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. I always reach back out to you. You all know that. If you follow me at Beef Stew Radio on Twitter, y'all know what I do. I follow you right back. I try to follow everybody back if I can. You know what I'm saying? When I get to it, I get to it. You know, that's how I do. I like to really talk with my peoples, man. I love the fact that y'all support me, K. Nicole. Get ready to bring my man, the Gooch, in the building. He's going to come through, do a little show. Got a couple of new shows coming up real good. Oh, we got my man back in the building. I think we got the homie back.
I'm muted.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Hello.
Who this? Well, thought we had the homie back. Anyway, big shout out, you know, big shout out to my man Benjamin Smurf. Great interview, great interview. I know a lot of y'all out there bugging out, like, wow, what was that? You know how that go down. So, you know, we'll see how that turn out, how everything turn out. Man, the music game is getting big. The music game is a lot of money, man. So it's a lot of money, a lot of things going down, man. So you guys got to stay focused, try to stay away from some of this. Oh, I think it is the homie. Matter of fact. Hello?
Hello?
T-1000. Yeah. Is T-1000? Or are you rolling with
T-1000? Rolling with T-1000.
That's my homie, man. He ain't here, man. But that's the homie, man. You going to shout. You gonna try to take
he said I talked on Facebook like he in it. He ain't there?
He was here for a second, but he broke out. You know, TV, he be in and out. He always shows. He always
I'm
in the air.
I'm
going to
let you all go. Go ahead.
All right, you want to give some shout-outs while you're doing your thing? You might as well shout the world out.
Shit, South is X, Ohio, you know what it is.
That's what's up. I'll let the homie know his people's called.
All right.
All right. That's my man, T-1000, giving love. Y'all make sure he's on the East Harlem, he's on the East Side Story mixtape with the fire joint, Make It Happen. That's bumping like fire on Facebook right now, hosted by yours truly, me. So y'all make sure y'all get that. Got a lot of love. My man T-1000 out of Ohio, definitely doing his thing, big things. Got the mixtape with T-1000 coming out, hosted by me, DJ Big Stu. Fire. I might play that joint. Just on that note, because Shorty called, I might just play that joint tomorrow or Saturday. Just let y'all get a sneak peek of a little bit what T-1000 is doing. But I'm going to play right now my man Mo Money. This is calling me off the East Side Story soundtrack. We're going to keep it rocking. Beef Stu Radio, y'all know how we do. We for the stars. You dig?
Been trying to fix times, baby. We're pitching for when you left the game so we can run, baby. Every time I leave, hustling in the street, it's like something keeps pulling me back. I know if I don't change, just a rap at the same, but you and me, but the girl who keeps calling me, calling me, calling me.
What you know about that? Fall out, 100 grand a week, in and out, telling you between the sheets. I must have been by the thousand freaks. I wasn't trying to wank none of them. Trying to ski, I'm a Harlem cat, I'm just trying to beat. Me and my team on the summer, we just trying to eat. But the streets watch, so I travel with heat. I was taught to back down when it was time to retreat. Ish. I had the game mapped up, insane black truck with the cops, get your brain clapped up. It ain't a game, baby girl, see I played for keeps. But since I ran into you, I've been about the streets. And this 9-to-5 thing got me struggling. The only life I know, mine's hustling. And every time I get out, and if you find out, you're going with the wind. But hey,
I've been trying to switch sides, baby. We're pitching for when you left the game so we can run, baby. Every time I leave, hustling in the street, it's like something keeps pulling me back. I know if I don't change, just a rap with the same, but you and me, but the girl who keeps calling me, calling me, calling me.
the watch and the chain. Now it's all about the bus and the train. You got me thinking about the grams I was chopping up. Now it's hard bottom, slashing a button up. Taking orders from a square when I was the boss. Got to keep a window shopping when we use the floors. Shopping sprees, money gram, a lot of trips. I'm in the zone, out of town, a couple bricks. That was the life I live, it's like the third rail. Only guy out of town with the fish scale. Yeah, mom, we be living it, blowing it. That's money in the air, we throwing it. That's how you do it in the hood when you live it up. I guess you can hustle hard just to give it up, give it up.
I've been trying to switch sides, baby. No bitch, your boy, I left the game so we can ride, baby. Every time I leave, something in the street. It's like something keeps pulling me back. I know it's all true, just a rap at the same. But you and me, but the game keeps calling me, calling me. I've been trying to switch sides, baby.
I'm really thinking about doing other things, you know?
I know if I don't change.
I mean, you know, it's
just me. Yeah. Jeff Frizzle, T-1000.
I'm high, I'm high. My hands can touch the sky. Watch me take off like a jet. Spread my wings and I can fly. I'm really from the East End. Nigga, I was born and raised. Ran the 8 yard, selling work out the breezeway. Back in 98, I was copping from niggas in Central State. This is like back when they had that talk show. Ricky Lake, I'm going to get it done. Had my first whip at 15. Pontiac Cavalier, and I kept that bitch clean. Everything original. My showcase got a big screen. Fuck what them haters be talking about. They ain't shit to me. You never gotta hear my shit, but know that I'm a veteran. Up late night, hustling, David Letterman. I'm stopping in your average night, your head, I fucking severed it. I'm still the fucking hottest, and I do that shit like Applebee's. Nothing niggas who with you, they the same ones that'll forget you. Lame ass, lying fake, soon gotta get your issues. Talk about getting your pistols. I'm high, I'm high. My hands can touch the sky. Watch me take off like a jet. Spread my wings and I can fly. I'm high, I'm high. My hands can touch the sky. Watch me take off like a jet. Spread my wings and I can fly. I'm high, I'm high. My hands can touch the sky. Watch me take off like a jet. Spread my wings and I can fly. I'm high, I'm high. My head can touch the sky. Watch me take off like a jet. Spread my wings and I can fly.
If Auntie said you pussy, then you pussy. I'm an East Bird cat, and all you niggas pussy.
I'm from turning crumb into a cookie. From a bump to a boogie, half a pound in my hoodie. And y'all a bunch of YouTube gangsters. I really made the news, I was on two news gangsters. But where was you at when I was scraping my change up? And I ain't see y'all when I was whipping the cane up. Hospital bed, I was laid up. Me go praying to God, hoping I give the game up. And I ain't see none of you niggas up in the courtroom. When the judge said, I'll be riding up north soon. I dance with the devil every pale moon. On my way to the drum, elbow room. When the throat is not as hot as the summer June. Blowing on the purple cush higher than the sun at noon.
I'm high, I'm high. My hands can touch the sky. Watch me take off like a jet.
Yeah, yeah, that's my man T Frizzle. We got the homie back in the building. Bang him up is back with us. You there, homie?
Yeah, I'm here, my G. Shout out to everybody that's online, too, and turned in. Shout out to the whole UK. There you all, dog.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, you know, before we got chopped, I wanted to ask you, man, like, if anything you could change in your career, what would that be?
Anything I could change?
Yeah.
Nah, I won't change nothing, man. I won't change nothing, man. I've been a real nigga my whole life. I wouldn't change nothing. I wouldn't change
that's
anything.
Real. Like, where you see yourself, man, in the next, like, 5 years in this hip-hop game? With your plan?
5 years in this hip-hop game, man, I'm going to be somewhere where I'm going to be comfortable. Because I'm also doing movie scripts and a whole lot of other things, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be all right. You know what I mean? Like, I got this movie I'm doing called The Portees. The script is halfway done. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So it's a whole lot I'm doing. You know what I mean? So I'm going to be all
right.
You know what I mean?
Other than right, you're going to be acting in it, too? You're going to act and direct it,
yeah.
too?
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. I've actually, you know, I got the star rolling there. Yeah, it's gonna be like a twist of Shaka's and Belly, but harder. You know what I mean?
Wow, okay.
It's gonna be a real classic. You know what I mean? So I you know, I definitely got to bring Bimmy Boom on this, and his producer Nico. There's some people I'm gonna be working with on this joint. You know, Benny from Queens and all that. He actually was down here in Trinity too. We linked up shooting a Nicki Minaj video. I was holding him down here. But in 5 years, I'm going to be comfortable. But in 5 years, I'm going to be like a political leader for the ghetto community, man. Like, I see that in 5 years because there's so much things I want to do for the youths, not even in Trinidad, worldwide, because these youngsters don't really got guidance. Everybody want to be a gangster or all that kind of shit, but they don't got no morals, no principles, no values, and some of them ain't banging for the right reasons. Some of them think this shit is a fashion. This shit is not a fashion. This shit is a lifestyle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this shit is real. And a lot of people try to be a gangster. And as soon as they catch their first case, they telling or they crying. Like, them little kids, I'm trying to show them something different in life, man. Life is more valuable than trying to be a gangster. Not everybody is built for this kind of lifestyle. This shit is real, man. So in 5 years, I could see myself doing that.
That's what's up. That's real talk, man, because, you know, the only cats that really hit cats now is real dudes, you know, real recognized reals, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to really respect
no
to come from somebody who ain't lived it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and that's real talk, because the youths out here, I'm talking about from the nigga with the most killing, whatever, when I come through, like, I put smiles on niggas' face just for banging even coming through their hood. You know what I mean? And break bread with niggas like that. And niggas don't do that. Like, I'm a real nigga. I don't act like I'm better than nobody. Like, when a nigga meet me, they don't even believe that's me because I'm so cool and humble. Like, I'm a quiet nigga. You know, I just pop my pills, smoke my weed, and chill. I like to have fun, enjoy my life. You know what I mean? I just don't take disrespect. That's it. But I'm the coolest nigga in the world once a nigga get to know me, man.
No doubt. Sometimes, a lot of times, brothers in the street, you know, reputation precedes them. People see them and they see what they hear. They never know the true inside of a dude. A lot of situations come with things that happen, you know. So, you know, that's
real
how shit happens.
And most of my situation, I tell niggas straight up, man, I don't want no problems, man. We don't even got to go that route because I know what's going to happen. So any nigga I had a problem with or had an altercation with me, he'll tell you, like, man, I should have listened to Bang Him in the beginning. Because I tell a nigga, nah, so I try to defuse the shit. Nah, go ahead, son, ain't nothing. That's how a real nigga do it. A real nigga ain't just going out look for problems. Say niggas beefing in the club with something happen. I'll come, yo, chill, homie, ain't about nothing. Let that ride, da-da-da-da-da. But if niggas go another route, because I feed off a nigga temperature. I'm a real nigga. You know what I mean? The vibe you give me is the vibe you going to get back. You understand what I'm saying? Some niggas, you just got to make an example out. You know, some niggas out here just stone cold disrespectful, so you just got to put them in their place.
Now, when you
run
into a little shorty, now I was going
to
say, when you run into like a little
shorty,
trying
to run up on us, and I don't even have that problem, you
know? You know, like, they see
you, and
they be like, because you know how that is, like, shorty see dudes, and they try to do extra when they see somebody that's real and legend. Now these younger ones be trying to be a little extra when they get around. What happens like that when you see shorties in the hip hop game through your travels trying to be a little extra and they come around you? You know, do you school them or check them or?
Yeah, I school them. I school them and be like, my brother, that's not how you carry yourself. Because anybody who know you who ever met me, I carry myself in a real diplomatic manner. Like I'm just a cool nigga, son. You know, I just like to have fun, my nigga. And a lot of niggas do try to be extra, but I pull them up. There's a lot of niggas before, even in hip-hop, them industry niggas, I done pulled up like, yo, homie, real niggas don't move like that. That's how you could tell a fake nigga. Fake niggas do too much. They want to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, you pull the young brothers up, and that's what I'm trying to do, you know what I mean?
No doubt. So
this
new
life
project
is fucking
coming up,
real,
man.
Yeah, that's Blacklisted.
You made a name for it already?
Yeah, that's Blacklisted, too. I dropped Blacklisted on... Last summer, that shit did great. We did over 40,000 downloads in a month. You know what I mean? That shit went on bronze on that piss. They could still download that if they want. The name of that is Blacklisted, you know what I mean? And I'm following up with Blacklisted, too. We dropping that ASAP, you know what I mean? And then I got my official album. It's called Black Heart, Purple Heart. That's my album I'm working on.
Suicide Letter, the first single off of that.
You definitely enlighten us, man. You came through, man. I want you to tell the people how they can keep up with you and stay with all your music and shows or whatever. And if you're coming back to the city, how they can keep in touch with you.
I want to say shout out to the UK, man. I just got booked out there. We coming out there for the summer, man. So I'm gonna be hitting up the whole UK. So shout out to UK. We coming, Europe, everywhere. We coming. They could follow me on Twitter, BangemSmurf_FDW. They could also become a member of my social hip hop site. That's TriniHipHop.com. You know I'm active on both of them sites. You know what I mean? TriniHipHop.com and BangemSmurf_FeedTheWolves to Twitter. You feel me?
No doubt, man. Yo, you know, whatever you get, man, you got to send it to me, man. I'm going to keep banging the joints. I'm going to bang these joints you got here, and I appreciate you coming through, man. It's been a pleasure interviewing you, dogs.
Yeah, my G, everybody I link with, I stay in contact with them forever, man. So you my road dog now, man. No, I mean, that's the kind of nigga I am. I'm one of them niggas. So we going to be in contact on the reg. Every new shit I got you. And whatever you need done on my side, I got you at the same time because I appreciate everybody that reach out to me. You know what I mean? And try to get my story or get me out there or get me heard because a lot of this industry is still be blackballing the nigga and they still be hating. And I'm all the way in Trinidad. It's trying to provide for my family. And them niggas still don't want to see me eat. Well, like I said, God is great, man. Shout out to all the haters, too. I love them.
Well, we're going to go out and feed the wolves again, man, if you don't mind. All right?
No question, man. I salute you, my brother, and thanks for having me, man. Shout out to everybody worldwide, man.
Thank you. Y'all heard it live here, everything. I hope y'all downloaded it. I hope y'all did whatever y'all had to do. Bang'em Smurf,
no Beats
Through Radio. That's how we do it, live. Make sure y'all check out, follow him up. I'm going to have all the information on the website, and we'll have the video on the website soon. So make sure. So let's get into this. Feed the Wolves. Thanks again, bro. We out. Beats Through Radio.
All right, my G.
Salute. All right.
Feed the Wolves.
We gang bang, nigga bang. Worldwide they gang bang, nigga bang. All my youngins gang bang, nigga bang. Go boys, we gang bang, nigga bang. Federals, we gang bang, nigga bang. Worldwide they gang bang, nigga bang. All my youngins gang bang, nigga bang. Go boys, we gang bang.
Nigga, I'm right around with that Tommy. Hoodied on, messed up, don't really trust nobody. Baby mama on my back, heard them shooters want my head. I ain't trippin', fuck them niggas, I'm counting on this bread. Yeah, I fly by in that Benz, niggas snake disloyal. Why I got no friends, keep 100 in that heater. If that bitch bad, I eat her. Fuck it up, then leave her. All my niggas on that molly. 30,000 holes and I ain't talking about no Sally. In the field, I die proudly. All my niggas on that gang shit.
We gang bang, nigga bang. Worldwide they gang bang, nigga bang. All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Go boys, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Federals, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Worldwide they gang bang,
nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Go boys, we gang bang.
Red, red, blue, red, my niggas on that gang shit.
Gang bang,
nigga bang.
Go boys, we gang bang.
I'm
nigga. Four killing bangers. Fuck them paper tips and fucking bitches by the dozen. Popping piss, smoking kush. That's all we know. I'm never boys violate. He gotta go. The dirty lip is fucking soul. Right on the shirt. The Mac got him on his back in a fucking hearse. Feed the wolves in the gang. Every shooting first. I got my young goons on the block burning work. Anything on the place end up in the dirt. Shout out to my niggas who be gang banging. Surf tipping. Molly popping.
Feed the wolves in the team. Tell me gang banging.
Feed the wolves, we gang bang. Nigga bang. Worldwide they gang bang.
Nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang.
Nigga bang.
Boys, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
The wolves, we gang bang,
nigga bang.
Worldwide, they gang bang,
nigga bang.
All my youngins gang bang,
nigga bang.
Gold boys, we gang bang.
Destruction, you know I stay busted. Percussion for you suckers, you can hate and to love it. What? The message hitting clear, it was made to be public. I'm contending for my hood, slaying niggas who doesn't. Show respect to a squad that be doing it major. Ace an eye for an eye, or a favor for a favor. Tell me now, motherfucker, or you can get it later. Put a roofie in his drink and wake your ass up with a taser. True crimes on the drive, call it NBA Live. I will shake some haters off, pull the best getting fly. And I'm crunking it to the beat like I'm trying to rhyme. Shit, my guys be so wild, destroying enemy lines. I ain't gotta tell you half the cost to be me. Homie, I stay proper, a young Bartolini. Put me anywhere on the street, and I'ma kick heat. Versatile with the hustle, turn beats to miss heat.
These niggas brag to hate, so I'll keep something, make them turn the bait. Right in front of heaven's gate.
I'm
out of the art. The fade away in the day. Disappear in the dark. Shit.
How we get it?
And I got news for Dutch. You better get it now. Cause I ain't fucking y'all.
When they start moving up.
Bitches love the swag. And how I do the jump.
Let's
walk around
get
in this bitch. With the huge success. All y'all niggas. Y'all should loosen up.
Loosen
my
up.
My dick on your head. It's off with it.
Chop. That's how we get it, nigga.
Another Tuesday afternoon.
TV watching me.
Stoned on the couch, nothing to do. Another day, I can't be waiting. But from the 9 to 5, I still gotta get faded. Pick up my phone, somebody save it. Kiki tweeting, says she's coming by. Go take it until you can't feel your
Yo, Mo, sometimes you gotta take them back to move them forward. Talk to
I done burnt down blocks, paid off cops. Broke bread with niggas, ate off the top. Money round the clock, shit don't stop. Everything glittery, wrists on rock. Sold it by the pounds, get it off the dock. Hoes all around, bitches by the fly. Niggas wanna do me like Big though. We can play, Mo got kid though. You see the neck, wrist, head glow. With them whips, I'm a nympho. I'm so souped up, lento. Yeah, baby mom, she a nympho. She bought it back like Ty Boogie. That's when I let it go like the 9 milli. Blocker, blocker. Bubble bath, rose flow, the dough dropper.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Yeah. Throw chaser, never the hoe chaser. Hard to keep her, easy to replace her. Pretty face her, slim waist her. Take her downtown to eat, but don't chase her. Be a racer, who you want gone? Bosses are dozers, kings are pawns. This is Harlem, sedan of the coupe. What? The shake of the chicken noodle soup. Trends of the street, speak to the beat. What? The lubies of the doobies, yeah. The diamonds of the rubies. The Uggs, the phones, the false, the truths. The kings, the 13s, the reds and the blues. Ha! We got it all in twos, where they cop a lot of drugs and drink a lot of booze. Nothing used, we borrow in it. It's too much grout to ever try to spin it. Come on.
Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Shit show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
I go on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on and on and getting that paper to the morning. On and 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 we getting that paper to the morning.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Turn it up a notch, fucking right. she know the deal. Only fuck with real niggas cause she love the feel.
Call me Rock, I call them hikers. They gon' mount, they go higher. Up there, fuck yeah, get your climb on. Reach for the climax, yeah baby, climb back. Rock, I call them hikers. They gon' mount, they go higher. Up there, fuck yeah, get your climb on. Reach for the climax, yeah baby, climb back. She take a picture. She walking around the club like I can get you. I told her bring your friends, I love all the flavors.
All the flavors.
She looks at me and smiling, that's what room I'm saying. So I'm saying, oh girl.
Oh girl. Show me love, girls say I'm handsome. Wake up, celebrate something random. Ballet, please give me the keys to the Phantom. Welcome to the thug show, lifestyle elegant. Whack a seal, hood conversation intelligent. Live like a rock star, champagne toasted. Spots with the yacht posted up on both coasts. Hazing the hostess for cooking and cleaning. Every day when I wake up, it's like dreaming. Had a massage at the size that I'm leaving. Do a menage, I got set up for this season. Thank God I'm breathing where ain't no pollution. Chilling at my ranch about the same size as Houston. Directing and producing, lay back in my jacuzzi. This is how I do me, it's about to be a movie. Damn right, we sleep all day and we party all night. Keep the bottles popping like it's New Year's Eve. Smoke so much, I still smell it in the weed. She in the bed naked, don't even wanna leave. It's checkout time, baby, get dressed, please. We do this every day from MIA to LA. Back to D-Town, then down where I stay. It's about celebration, we on vacation. So we take a trip in and out of the nation. When money ain't an option, shit get dangerous. Paparazzi taking pics and I ain't even famous. I'm just a young nigga from the hood getting paid. I live every day like it's the last one made. And I've been doing this since back in 12th grade. So nigga, you can bet Thug Boss is a bitch.
Hanging out on the ass, ain't no way. These days it's way too many AKs. ain't ready to get paid. Baby, got a cutlass on white wall. Hot damn boy, real nigga had a ball. RP saying, see you in heaven last. Know y'all looking down, still got a nigga bad. This here for the old school. Put the sets up, now where the hood at?
Crazy legs right there, remember that?
This is for my people out there. This is for my sisters everywhere. Make it one. Stay up on your level, don't ever let a hater break, bring your death. Now you keep the pedal to the metal, keep pushing gas so you can stick around. Now you're free, I'm on to win it, I'm changing the game, never gonna let it change me. Make me four, keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until you let them know. Cause what's on you only makes it stronger. Remember that pain don't last forever. Remember pressure bust tight, don't stop the fight, only the strong survive. Your life is a gift, so have the heart of a soldier that never dies. 7, the sky is the limit and you're in it, so make it small but not forever. Pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, no matter the weather. Cause with some key only makes it stronger. Remember that pain don't last forever. Remember, hold just a little bit longer. Remember, with some key only makes it stronger. Stronger. These are the rules, you know what to do. If you wanna win, it's up to you. Gotta go hard, gotta go hard, gotta go hard, gotta go hard.
Hold on, just a little bit.
if this ain't no bitchin' and bitchin'. We got that shit by the dough. I got that shit in my sock. We keep that shit 24. We got that shit round the clock. We got that shit up the street. We got that shit down the block. Hell yeah, I'm from Houston, my nigga. I rap a lot. And I ain't even no prince, man. Not even a king. But when you catch me on that boulevard, I'm doing my thing. I got my niggas to the side. They don't know how to act. But when the shit be hitting fans, man, they on the attack. And plus, I'm cool with some gorillas, so you best stand back. Hey, nigga, they act a monster, nigga. They act a monster, nigga.
On this stack. No, look, no.
My bad, damn, I'm tripping. You could probably blame that day up on this liquor I'm sipping. Yeah, you might kiss me, Slizzy, but I won't be slipping. You could run up on me, partner, feel this heat that I'm gripping. And the money that we making from the shit that we shipping. Got me Lamborghini doors, push button ignition. Got me in a Cadillac with that tray wheel tipping. Take a picture, cause the flash make it twinkle and glisten. I ain't calling no plays, man, I'm just running the route. I'm fighting hard every yard till the clock run out. This is for them lazy motherfuckers that can't get off their couch. And for them bopping ass bitches with my dick in their mouth. I clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. I put in work, yo, I put in work out. No, I put that work in, huh? I put that work in, bitch. I clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. I put in work, yo, I put in work out.
Damn, what's all this here, man?
Washed up, shipped up powder. We ain't baking cakes, nigga, this here ain't no flour. Pulling in the Pyrex, looking like chowder. Ziploc bag, turn the stereo louder. Bag it up, money in the power. Hit the streets with it, sold it all in an hour. Creeping on the come up like a prowler. Twinkie, 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 inch blades on it, bowler. I think I'm Little Troy, I guess I wanna be a bowler. Roll tight, no need for ice. I hit the highway, my way, Southside all day. Houston to be exact, already on the map. If you ain't ready for the war, then would you kindly stand back? I'ma take the flag down, write my name and put it back. Roll a sweet and light that hoe and wait for haters to it, to it. Most couldn't bust a grape, but they talking mad shit. I hit you with a turkey leg, I loaded with a holler tip. Now you looking all retarded, go ahead and wipe your lip. Swipe my card, fuck a boat, I went ahead and bought a ship. Thinking like I'm 50 cent on my Sean Carter shit. I know I am not the problem, but I know I'm part of it. Headed for my Armageddon, this is just the start of it. Whoever thinks they running shit, go tell them that I'm in the bitch. Clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. I put in work, yo, I put in work, oh no, I put that work in, huh? I put that work in, bitch, I clock in, I clock out. I'm making money, nigga, that's what I'm about. I put in work, yo, I put in work, oh no, I put that work in, huh? I put that work in, bitch.
Only losers dream, money never sleeps.
Keep up. I'm a very naughty girl. If you like to
to turn it up. Yes, I love to hear it. I tell them to let me burn it up. We are a soul, so there's no frontin' and no reasoning why we can't go up and vibe if we wanna heat it up. If you a man, keep it closed. Only boys tell on those stories. So the pattern for the real secret is never told. I've always been attracted to a certain type of guy. Big boys are fine, and that will keep beat it up. Strong grip, rough hands, let me know you are a man. Show me down and hold me close, ripping on my sexy clothes. I've been looking from across, and you seem to turn me on. I can see it in your eyes, you think you can keep up. I'm a very naughty girl, if you like to turn it up. Yes, I like to heat it up, so let me burn it up. I've been looking from across, and you seem to turn me on. I can see it in your eyes, you think you can keep up. I'm a very naughty girl, if you like to turn it up. Yes, I like to heat it up, so let me burn it up.
Me on the
like I'm in the bag horse. Chasing dreams that are not mine. Life is taking its toll, and she's not kind. Walk the same streets where my man was slain. Careless whispers, his name still mentioned in whispers. Lump in my throat swells, the yak I consume constant. Till I fall asleep and tomorrow repeat the nonsense. Run up in the priest and start blinking at the sergeants. I just want this all to be over, calling the bombs. Right externally, internally, trying to assassinate my conscience. And keep missing, near missing, somebody snitching. You gotta be high, trying to run up on your own mind. Maybe a mask to cover the face, I know mine. Move cautious, ghetto niggas is now bosses. But killing these open battles, that better niggas have lost it. Never wished ills on no one, but I'ma show 'em. Till death comes and introduces herself like I know 'em.
You can be
apologize to the sons I never had, to the lifestyle I provided didn't make me a better dad. It wasn't you I ain't cared for, just wasn't prepared for. So I threw money at problems you wanted me there for. Need more than a bandage to cover the damage. Don't feed me baloney, daddy, make me a sandwich. Hear the cries from the bathroom, you wishing I never had you. So I granted all three wishes and never had you. He who grew up needed his doom sooner repeated. I'm selfish, I don't need this, fuck it, I'll die feeling. I could survive off cereal and pan pieces, and twist it as Christians that get tested and blame Jesus. I sniff glue to keep life from falling to pieces. You sniff too if your life was left in a tweet. It's a politically correct media mold who's control you. So much so you sucking the same niggas who sold you, I told you.
You can't be
okay, now that everybody got their drinks, and everybody ready to get it popping on the dance floor, y'all know what to do. Hampton Bird, Alexander Brown, Bustle Buck, Sonny, if y'all ready, let's
go.
Let's
shining bright, baby girl. You a star.
Make me blaze it. Only you alone can tame it.
let the fire make me blaze. Only you alone can take it. Let the fire make me blaze. Only you alone can take me. Let the fire make me blaze.
You know you. and bend it. Do what she wanna do, she plead the First Amendment. She don't mess with lame niggas, she'll hurt your feelings. 25 to life, life, she need a murder sentence. She'll kill a cold blooded, no mercy. Got hoes dry hate, and niggas looking thirsty. She say fuck a 9 to 5, she in the club from 12 to 4. Getting dope, I ain't mad at her.
No!
Baby, yeah.
and you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie. Now I don't know what you're used to. Tonight let's glide, just me and you. Let's kiss the sky like lovers do. Come grab my hand, let me guide you to a secret place. No one has to know, no need to move fast, we could take it slow. Just hold on tight, if we lose control, I'll take you for a ride, baby, baby. So right, it can't be wrong. You're oh so tight and I'm so strong. Tonight's the night, mommy pop some bump and hop into this jacuzzi. Let's take our time, I'ma make it mine. Let me come inside, baby girl be mine. And you can be my cutie, but my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy. We got all night, baby. Let's take it slow, forget the time. All I wanna do is think of you. Is it all mine, baby? Cause I want it all. And when we grind from behind, makes me want it more. You got the time, then I got the place. Let's go hard. If you want, we could videotape a freaky episode. I'll make you moan. Give me more to your soul, baby, if you want. Let's take our time, I'ma make it mine. Let me come inside, baby girl be mine. And you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy.
My cutie is your friend, you call when you're feeling like you're in need of sex. Well, baby, here I am, see, I won't play no game. Lil' mama call my name, to pleasure is my aim. And cut like razor blade.
And you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy, you can be my cutie, buddy, my cutie, buddy.
Beat 2.